Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.
Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Roo, let's look at the footy. Tell us about the Crows on the weekend. Where did it go wrong?
Well, I'd talk about footy in general in round one. It just threw up so many upsets, and you try and work out why, because you have a lot of people watch all the JLT, watch all the summer, listen to all the media hype, and you get yourself nearly convinced you know what's going to happen. But the weekend threw up so many upsets, and you try and work out why. Let's have a listen to Jack Watts about after they beat the Melbourne Demons, the premiership favourites, Melbourne Demons.
It was a really tough few months, Moose, to be honest. Coming up against your old mob too, some of my best mates there, and after those last few months, you know, that day is just incredible. What a fight by the boys. And you know, I had weeks where I didn't want to get out of bed, mate, and probably never, ever experienced anything like that. I'll cop more shit from people saying that I'm no good at footy for 1,000 years compared to what I've been through the last few months. So
the reason I played that, Dit, so you can imagine what Jack Watts has gone through over the last couple of months. He's had a horror off-season. He said he didn't feel like getting out of bed. Mm. He would have just been focused on trying to get out there and play a brilliant game of footy. Port have been touted as going to be lucky to make the eight by a lot of people. A majority of people think that they're going to struggle to make the eight. So they've been extremely focused. Flipped to Melbourne, and they've pumped up as automatic, you know, premiership favourites or top four. And maybe they played like that on the weekend and Port just went out and got the job done. Same with Adelaide. How much positive press has there been about Adelaide in the last month or so? Everyone's been talking about them as premiership contenders, top four contenders.
Yep.
They'll be back to 2017. Me included. I've been like that, and I've been saying Port will struggle to make the eight, and then they get out and play the way they do. The top four sides predicted to be premiership favourites this year. The Crows, Melbourne, Collingwood, West Coast all got rolled this weekend.
West Coast got thrashed.
Yeah, by Brisbane, who we said might prove a few people wrong this year. Those four, top four sides all rolled in round one. You can throw Sydney into that basket, beaten by the Western Bulldogs on the weekend as well. It's funny how the mental side of the football plays a big part in the result.
But, Roo, can I ask you, are we seeing where, the players have had a big say now in how much rest they get and they've got to have weeks off and all those sorts of things. The teams that went further in September have had a month less training, basically. Is this starting to come into it or not? Are they all a month behind?
It can, but the Crows aren't in that category, for instance, and, you know, Collingwood and Geelong. Geelong, you know, played in the finals as well. West Coast potentially, and Melbourne potentially. So that can have a role. But in regards to the Crows, to be more definite about why they lost, they got coached brilliantly, Hawthorn. They didn't allow the Crows to play their, you know, fast running game from halfback. They hardly moved the ball from halfback. Now, whether that was a combination of Hawthorn not allowing to do it and Crows not prepared to do it, and then not executing. You heard Dom Pike before say their skills were woeful. If you don't move the ball well from there, the forwards aren't going to get their opportunities. And the forwards got outmarked a lot of the time because Hawthorn defenders went back there, and that's why they kicked it to them a lot of the time. So it was a very frustrating game for Crows fans, and they'd want to turn that around, and they've got an opportunity to against Sydney. But on the flip side, Port Adelaide, I thought they were brilliant the way they ran the ball. They took advantage of the fact that Melbourne had a poor off-season with all the operations in it and just outrun them.
After the start, Melbourne kicked the first three goals and you thought, well, this could get ugly here. So for Port Adelaide's young side to turn that around, I thought that was the most impressive thing.
Well, they look right at home, the kids as well. I thought that was a risk having six new players in the side, but it wasn't a risk at all the way they played. They've just got to back it up now and keep doing it. But if that's a sign of things to come for Port, then they should be very optimistic about the year. But always wait to about a month into the season before you get too excited or too dejected.
Port Adelaide's biggest challenge now is to beat Carlton well because they could easily, this week you talk about reading your own publicity and all those sorts of things. Port Adelaide now need to frank that victory by having a big win over Carlton.
Well, exactly what I was going to say. It's spot on. So interesting round one of the AFL this weekend.
Good on you, Roo.
Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.